The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 5th of May, 2026, a Cinco de Mayo. We got a lot of people who are excited. I want to talk about timing. There's a reason that I was born on the 4th and not on the 5th. Because I'm not allowed to drink alcohol. So all y'all people who celebrating Cinco de Mayo today, like the rules are in the name of the day. Five drinks only. Once you hit five drinks, let's call it quits. But most importantly, be very, very careful today on Cinco de Mayo. If you know today you are Mexican, then you need a designated driver. I just saying, if you celebrating today like this is a part of your personal cultural heritage, get a designated driver, please. Get a designated driver. Listen, let everybody make some money today, not just the morgues. Okay. All right, we're going to get into our show. But before we get into our show, listen, I'm looking for some things. I'm looking for, not love, I 59, I give up on that. I'm looking for misery. But before misery, I need soap bush, soap wart, and soap apple. I know that we got some bush medicine practitioners out there, some bush curators who know everything about the bush. I'm looking for soap bush, soap wart, and soap apple. See, I can't believe where I grew up. My grandma, the first thing she tell you, cleanliness is next to godliness, right? So I know that our ancestors, even without access to the gain and the tide and the washing machine, right? They knew how to stay clean. And somebody tell me they used to use things like soap bush, soap wort, and soap apple. I looking for them. Now, I'm going to take this call, but before I take the call, I have guests joining me in studio today. We are talking with CAPAS, Creative and Performing Arts School. We're talking about the second cohort. And if you have been following CAPAS, you know, I know personally, more than a handful of young people who, they just hear me talking about CAPAS on the radio, and every time they see me, they ask me, how do I get into CAPAS? When is the next cohort opening? So we're going to get into those details in a moment, but I'm going to take this call. Caller, I hope you're calling me because you know where the soap bush is. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Mr. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Wait up, man. Yeah, you don't need no soap bush, man. You're a bohemian. The only thing you need is a warm ginger ale. And a Guinness.
That's what I can need for after my Grammy beat me for not baiting. That can't help me bait. I need something to help me bait.
You need. Okay, I can send some Zest soap about a radio station for you then.
I got you.
And send a pocket Zest soap for you.
I got you. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller quickly. I'm looking for soap bush, soap wart, and soap apple. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you doing?
Yes, I'm pretty good.
So you know where to find the soap apple?
Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, am I live?
You are very, very live, so be very, very careful what you say.
Okay, sorry about that. I wanted to get in early because I was quite disturbed this morning. You know, you and I spoke before. I spoke to you concerning the situation in Coral Harbor as relates to the flooding in the road.
Right.
And I assume they spent millions of dollars to try to rectify the problem, but it rained for about an hour this morning, and the road is flooded
again
for the most part.
Okay. So
I mean,
do me a favor.
You know,
The next step is to document over the next several hours how the water moves through the space. That's it. All we could do at this point is to document what you see for as long as possible, because for the purpose of solving the problem, right,
mm-hmm.
For proving that the problem still exists, and B, actually solving the problem, they're going to need the documentation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so millions of dollars being spent unnecessarily. I really don't know who the engineer is.
I got you.
I'm going to document it, though.
I got you. Thank you very much,
okay.
Eh? Absolutely. Right. That's the best way to do it, you know, whether you are just raising a concern or you actually want to follow through to resolution, you got to document what it is that you are seeing. The engineers need to see that documentation so that they can understand the nature of the problem. But thank you for being persistent, right, and focusing on it. And those are the ways in which we support our government, right? By being consistent, persistent, and always providing clear documentation. Thank you. Thank you very much, caller. So, like I said, I'm looking for soap bush, soap wart, and soap apple, but for this moment, I have joining me in studio Mikkel Swan and Ashley Knowles from CAPAS, the Creative and Performing Arts School.
Yes.
The second cohort is here, and the first question I have to ask them is this: does me interviewing y'all about the second cohort disqualify me from being a part of the second cohort? Because,
no.
You know, conflict of interest.
No, of course not.
All right. I don't
I'd
want
love you to be a part.
I don't want the people to say, but Aaron Green get extra time to audition mine. All right. So please introduce yourselves. Tell us what role you fill at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a bit about the school, and then let's get into the details for those who are interested in being a part of the second cohort of the
yes.
Creative and Performance Art School.
Yes. So my name is Ashley Knowles. I'm the head of academic quality and student services at CAPAS. I am responsible for all of the student services initiatives that we have, including admissions, recruitment, and those things, and student affairs, also the academic quality side, ensuring that all of our programming meet the standard of international agencies and accrediting bodies that we're working on, and just really there to make sure that we do the best that we can and provide the best education for our students. So those are kind of my dual roles. And then Mikkel.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, my name is Mikkel Swan. Thank you for having us. I am the lead for dance as well as musical theater at CAPAS. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, what do you mean, like, certification? I thought we had that handle from Bert Williams to Sidney Poitier, Calvin Lockhart, even Vijay Edgecombe when he winked at the when they said, "Oh, he was winking at the camera." He said, "No, I was winking at the teammate behind the camera." Right? Why we certified in this field?
Yeah. So, what our intention is to provide, you know, not just the educational opportunities, but provide that piece of paper that says that you have gone through an amount of training, vigorous training, that now says that you are qualified in a specific area. Because we know over the years, especially when it comes to the creative arts, persons would either have to go travel to the States or to Europe or Canada and then come back and then say that they're certified in certain niche areas within creative and performing arts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now we are bringing that home and we're bringing that to our people because we have a lot of Bahamians who have these qualifications, bachelor's, master's degrees in these areas that can actually teach our own people how to have the certifications, the hours that are needed to say that you meet an international standard that can stand next to a student that went to a creative or performing arts school in the United States, like your Juilliard or a Manhattan School of Music or the Guildhall School or Trinity School in the UK. Mm-hmm. And so we're ensuring that our students here have that same level of education and standard as other places.
And I imagine it is extremely important because talent is kind of subjective, right?
Yes, it can be, yeah.
A different panel perceives different types of talent.
Yes.
But when that talent is standing together, it's the certification that boosts you above another extremely talented person.
Yes. And also it's about getting the technical learning, right? The skill. Because a lot of times we learn stuff on our own. We go to YouTube University and those type of things. Or we learn through people who we have studied under, so to speak. But now you're getting more of the technical learning aspect, getting more of that theory-based part of the performing arts or the production arts learning that you may have not necessarily gotten all of. So it's a good fusion of those things.
I would tell young people this. Listen, you would be surprised how easily or how far you can move in a space when you are able to extend yourself beyond the job description.
Yes.
Right?
Certainly.
So, yes, definitely. You're the talent, but that you know exactly how to set that camera for this angle.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
When that other cameraman is unavailable for the 10 seconds, you could step in and keep the production moving.
And that's exactly it. And our students, and McKee can talk about this some more, in terms of them being what we call triple threats, meaning that you learn how to sing if you're not a singer. You learn how to dance if you're not a dancer. You learn how to act. Mm-hmm. And also you learn the production art side, where you learn how to handle cameras. You know the lighting. You know how all of those things our students are already learning right now. Mm-hmm. And so like you're saying, when it comes to a point where somebody is not there or able to do a part of the job, you have so much skills and knowledge that you've gained that you are able to fill in those gaps.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take this caller quickly. Good morning, caller. We're on the air with CAPAS, the Creative and Performing Arts School of the Bahamas.
Aaron, I'm going to deviate a little just slightly from your product because it is an interesting conversation. But I saw something on TikTok the other day with regards to Chick Chani. I didn't know your number, so I sent it to your uncle, Stanley.
Okay.
I don't know if he sent it to you, but they had some interesting things to say about Chick Chani's and Andros, the Blue Holes, and Cat Island.
Okay.
In particular. So I just thought I would draw that to your attention because I know Stanley sometimes
is
interested in too many things. That's what he's into.
No, Matt, this is right on topic because that's exactly what my audition will look like. Thank you very much. I'm going to reach out to Mr. Mitchell as soon as I'm off the air.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. See, for me, CAPAS is an important element in the ecosystem that I see, right? CAPAS builds a talent pool to tell our stories.
Correct.
Yes. And that Chick Chani story is a story that hasn't been told enough and can be told multiple ways. And because it's a Chick Chani story, it inherently should be told multiple ways, right? So don't worry. As soon as I service my flamingo, we fly into Cat Island to do some more research. Thank you, caller. But listen, CAPAS, let's get into the details, and then I want to walk people back, if we have a little bit of time, through the history of CAPAS, because it has been codified, right? CAPAS is a legally recognized institution in the country, and that's a huge step, right? And so, like, for the second cohort walking in, you have the confidence that this is a sustainable program, because it's been codified in law.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Mickey can talk about what students actually experience on the day-to-day.
All right. So for the second cohort, just a quick walkthrough of a day's a day of classes, and then we get into who can audition, who can apply for the second cohort, mm-hmm. how do they apply, what are you looking for, and I can tell you all a little bit about my secret tips for success at auditions.
Yes.
All right, so a day at Kappus is very eventful. We start off with the full cohort warm-up. So whether you're a singer, dancer, actor, we have the first hour dedicated to movement, getting mm-hmm. the body going. And these are intensive. So it's led by the dance tutors, respectively, and focus on strengthening, some days focusing on extensions, focusing on endurance, mm-hmm. and just overall wellness for the body. So that's mm-hmm. how they start off the day. From there, they divide into their various groups. Mm-hmm. And so we would have a more musical theater-based group okay. and a more straight acting-based group.
Okay.
All right. And so for the straight actors, although they're also taking movement classes like Pilates and movement for actors, their classes throughout the day would consist of things like acting history, voice and speech, improv, scene study, mm-hmm. you know, this term they were doing accents, you know, and acting for the screen was mm-hmm. also introduced this term as well for them. Well, that's full cohort. So the musical theater students also get to take some of those classes. Now, if
just for a second.
Yes.
Like, so I'm improv, right? Mm-hmm. Memory is horrible, script's horrible, but I'm improv. Understanding body movement.
Yes.
As mm-hmm. a part of your performance and how you can, how you speak.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With your body, how yeah. you create space, right? And how you can yeah. structure yes. a scene just with your body.
Yes. Yes.
They're improv people. It's improv, but it requires lots of training. Mm-hmm.
Yes. yes. That's why we yes. do the voice and speech and yes. movement for actors classes. Yes. And awesome. They take the Pilates. We also have, you know, it's a great privilege to have one of our tutors, Elia Miller. She's recently returned home from university. She has a degree in physiotherapy, and she teaches also based on the anatomy. So mm-hmm. they know how to stretch correctly, which muscles to utilize for certain things.
For natural movement.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's really beneficial, yes, of course, to the dancers, but also to the non-dancers. Mm-hmm. And so if you're a musical theater-based student, your classes consist of acting classes, but you also take the musical theater classes, which would be singing. We have Givante Wells, who was lead for singing, and she teaches them sight singing as mm-hmm. well as music theory that is designed for singing.
Okay.
All right. In addition to ensemble singing.
Okay.
All right. So they learn how to blend. They're learning how to read notes. They're learning timing, all of these things as it relates to singing. Mm-hmm. And when they're taking the dance classes, they're doing things like ballet bar, jazz technique. We have Junkanoo art. So that's ethnic. That's Junkanoo training across all the various facets of Junkanoo. So that goes beyond just mm-hmm. dance.
I was doing yeah. a Chichani liturgical dance training class online. And they were like, yeah. It's fun. It's fun. Right? Like you could, once you understand your character, you know, once you understand the body that mm-hmm. you are in,
yes. mm-hmm.
then the performance becomes alive.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? Like Dion Johnson, who is now a renowned Shakespeare, mm-hmm. Shakespearean performer, right? Mm-hmm. Like, with Ring Play here,
yeah.
Shakespeare in Paradise mm-hmm. here, and Prague Shakespeare Company. But when I did spot with him, right? The funny is built on the movement, mm-hmm. right? And the funny is built on his understanding of the body that he is in, mm-hmm. this character.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Just exciting, exciting. Okay, so who can apply?
So anybody that is a Bahamian citizen and it is 18 years and above. So you can be 25, you can be 35, you could be 55. You can apply. Now, of course, we want to make sure that if you are applying for the performing arts area, you have some skill in either singing, acting, or dancing.
Okay.
You don't have to have a skill in all three, but one of those areas. And if you are interested in the production art side, which covers lighting and sound, which covers creative writing, those type of areas, which cover also film. We'll be doing a film course as well. There's not an audition for those courses, but you will have to present some of the content or creative works that you've already completed so that they can have an idea of what your skill level is. So persons that are interested in the performing arts side, there is an audition that you have to complete. You will have to sing, dance, and do a little bit of acting for your audition, just so that can be an assessment of your skill and ability and decide which area you should fall.
Okay, all right. Now, what happens if I say, look, I only want to do dance. I only want to do dance. So I come in and somebody says, psh, you playing around, man. I need you to seriously consider voice acting. You know, I need you to seriously consider being in this space.
And this is why we have the students do all of the areas, right? Because we have had students that came and like, oh, well, I've never done acting before, or I've never danced before, or I've never sung before. And now some of them, you would be amazed to see the growth that they've actually experienced doing the courses, because they learned so much and they realize that they have a skill or a talent that they didn't realize existed until we kind of pull it out of them, polish it up, and start to train it and nurture it.
Right. I think that's a word for guardians and parents who you see something in this young person. Or you see something in your sister that you've been seeing forever.
Yes.
Encourage them to come out.
Yes.
Where do I go to apply?
So it's very simple. You just go to our email address, which is auditions@capusbahamas.com. auditions@capusbahamas.com. You email us. You will get information on the auditions. Auditions are going to be from May 18th to the 23rd of this year. So that's a full week. It's about 2 weeks away. We'll give you the details as it relates to all of the things that you need to prepare. And then we'll also let you schedule the day when you can come in and do your audition. The audition is a very, very important part. And then we do the rest of the things that you need to complete. But the audition is important to ensure that you meet the standard in order to be a student at Capus.
Okay, okay. Now, when I go on the website, will it have a... Is there a section to help me prepare for the audition?
Yes. So if you go on the website, you can fill out the information there. But if you do the email address, it's quicker straight away.
Okay.
And then they will give you guidance, and then you can ask whatever questions you would like.
Okay.
So you can use the website, but I would say use the email address, because somebody is actively on the email 24/7. So they can actually respond and give you the particulars.
All right.
For the auditions, they'll be just simply saying there's a song that you have to prepare. There are two monologue pieces that you have to prepare as an acting bit. And then also, if you're going to do, well, you have to do the dance part. That's a group audition part that you'll participate in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I see here there's a call to church choirs and community groups. This is exciting.
Yeah. So a part of what Capus is involving everybody in the Bahamas. And, you know, we have a lot of persons that sing, that, you know, participate in their church community theater, even sometimes you have. Mm-hmm. And they think, oh, well, I don't know if I have the skill or ability. You probably do. So we want those people to also, if you think that you have, you know, the capacity or capability, why not apply? Even if it's at a part-time level, where students come in twice a week, we'll have community-based certifications where persons who are in the community, not necessarily wanting to do it as a full-time profession, but want to learn the skills as well, can be a part of our community-based learning experience.
Yeah. Oh, man, absolutely. I can see community advocates and organizers encouraging people in the community to go out and do it, but doing it themselves so they could strengthen their community programming.
Yes, right. Exactly.
I mean, this is a perfect space. If you want to be a summer camp counselor, if you know you want to be a church counselor, which provides programming year-round, not just at the summertime, this is a great space for you to hone your skills and talents, or to direct people in your church or community to these opportunities.
Yes. And a big part of it I forgot to mention, it is F-R-E-E. It is free. The programs are free. They are free. And so people are like, oh, I don't know. Well, how am I going to pay for it? You're getting the quality of education if you were to go to Europe, if you were to go to Canada, United States, but you're getting it at a 0% rate, right? Mm-hmm. It's totally covered and subsidized by the government. And so it is something that everybody has an opportunity to take an advantage of. Mm-hmm. So you can't say, oh, I can't afford it, all those things. You can do it. You may have to sacrifice in terms of your job responsibilities if you work full-time, if you want to do the full-time program, but mm-hmm. it's a free program for all Bahamians to enjoy.
All right. This is awesome. Okay. So, let's talk just a bit about what you've seen come in terms of talent, mm-hmm. unexpected. And you don't have to call names, or you could call names, right? But sort of anybody that just blew you away that you didn't think that this is the talent that they were bringing to the table.
Yeah.
In general, the auditions that we've had so far have been really, really good. We've been really pleased, and we're excited about, the second wave,
mm-hmm.
because the first batch that came in, they're really prepared. They're excited, mm-hmm. Of course they're nervous, but in terms of the talent that we've seen, we've been really, it's exciting us mm-hmm. to get into the next cohort. And with the existing students, with the ones that we have in the currently, kind of what Ashley is saying, to see how they have grown
mm-hmm.
every day surprises us, because they're unlocking talents that they didn't know that they had. And so some people that you thought came in with one gifting are mm-hmm. now turning into a triple threat.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Morning, Aaron.
Hi, morning. How you do?
Fine. I know you always have time for a little culture.
Mm-hmm.
The PM called the FNM, a scrap gang.
Uh-huh.
So, kind of feel like they are prodigal, because, they fired, they are victimized to administrators so long, they forgot.
Why you use the word victimized, man? I was just... I don't know what to call the prodigal sons, but apparently they're one of the best community organizations in Yellow Elder.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing on Bay, but they are the best community organization in Yellow Elder.
They show up sometimes, sometimes they don't.
Don't mind that, they always show up for the young people. That's why I like them. No, but I appreciate, I kind of, you saying, right? I was thinking, every taxi driver need to do this, to do Kappas, right? Because you are telling the story of the Bahamas, right?
Makes sense.
You are the first entry. Now, I know every taxi driver can't do Kappas, but the point is that there's some talent inside that sector, right?
Yeah.
Some of those people only drive in taxi because their mommy wouldn't let them move to Florida when they was 16 years old. You know what I'm saying? Or wouldn't let them move to L.A.
Right.
When they was 25. Yes, your mommy could control you at 25. This is the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but going back to this point about the prodigal sons, Mickey brought it up earlier about the Junkanoo arts and ethnic dance that we have. So students are learning the technical aspects to, firstly, the dance portion of Junkanoo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year, they'll be learning more of the costuming and design and construction. And so all of those are part of the learning experience for our mm-hmm. students that hasn't existed in a formal setting before.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have, if you're familiar with Macumbla Smith, who is one of the, he's world famous as a Junkanoo dancer, right?
But he ain't rushed with the spirits. So he'd be okay.
He's one of our dance instructors who teaches the students about Junkanoo
mm-hmm.
and the choreography and dance and the movement aspect of Junkanoo. And we are extending that as well for the next 2 years.
Absolutely. Because here's why. The dances and the choreography section, they're always phenomenal, mm-hmm. right? The costumes are always phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But now I want the dancers to actually tell the story of the costumes through movement, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
This is how we sustainably build the Junkanoo space.
Yes.
All right. I got a couple of texts here. Are there any programs for children?
So we haven't built out that program as yet. There will be summer programs for children that we'll be bringing on in the next year,
mm-hmm.
Where students will be able to come from the high schools and junior high schools and primary schools to do a 2 to 3 week intensive summer program with us, with our students and our instructors and faculty. But of course, we're new and we're building, so that's a part of the building process, and we'll be looking at that for the next year.
Okay, that's awesome. I was going to say, that's the type of discrimination I could stand by. Bouncing Castle's only for children, but Kappa's can't only be for adults, right?
And yeah. So, and we're expanding. And too, as we have been to a lot of our high schools, there are a lot of great performing arts schools mm-hmm. in the high school mm-hmm. sector already mm-hmm. who are doing a great job. And we want to pull those students and build on what they're already learning in their high schools.
Because mm-hmm. I think, I don't know if it's Nat Sanders, but somebody named Nat Gadwan Jr., band, yeah. like Rake and Scrape band.
Yeah, he has the band. He has the Rake and Scrape and the he has the drum.
Yeah, the rhythm
and you. That's yeah. Right. Yeah.
There was a classroom, and the kids were performing the music, mm-hmm. but they were also performers, right? Yes. And they were putting on right. a music video
right.
in the classroom.
Right.
So yeah, that talent right. is there.
Yeah,
definitely.
And even yes, with that too, definitely. we take that beyond just there, because you realize a lot of them are actors mm-hmm. or they're singers as well, while they're also musicians, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or they may be writers, right? Mm-hmm. We are expanding on the creative writing side as well. Or they may be good. We have a lot of people who do TikTok videos and they create their own scenes and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
You may be a filmmaker and you don't realize it in mm-hmm. the making.
And that's why empathy is so important in our lives, mm-hmm. especially in the classrooms, right? Because mm-hmm. that child who is a troublemaker because they can't stop talking mm-hmm. is also that child that has a storyteller trying yes. to burst right. through them,
correct.
Right? And how do we
need to channel yeah. it, yeah.
capture it?
Definitely. I got that on my report card every year. Great and student, but talks too much.
let me tell you.
Well, mine was, I used to walk around, they called my parents, said, is she okay? I used to walk around the school singing. When I'm supposed to be in class, I'm walking around the school singing songs.
Yeah. Don't mind that, because the talent is trying to burst through.
Yes.
And we took just a moment about the talent trying to burst through. We got one Long Island cousin. I can't even remember her TikTok name, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she have a character, Uncle Pops. I believe he's from Habaco. Anyway, he was calling in the office of Finding Nemo, trying to get in touch with the prime minister, oh, yeah. right?
Yeah.
It's just hilarious yeah. sketch comedy. But yeah. this is the beautiful part right here. So I'm watching this video, right? And the character Pops noticed her, and he telling them, man, if you tell the prime minister it's me calling, he going to take the call, right? And then when you scroll down to the comments, the prime minister is in the comments, and he said, listen, you really have to speak to me. So I went, and I had to make sure this wasn't anybody spoofing my prime minister, right? It was him.
Oh, wow.
So they're creatives. I mean, you know, I like to talk about air bagging a lot, but in this instance, I spied a prime minister watching the talent.
Awesome.
Right? He's
yeah.
focused on it.
And I think, too, we are grateful to him and the administration for being willing to invest in this idea of the Creative and Performing Arts School. Because it's been a conversation for, you know, 50-plus years about how do we create this space for our creatives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's finally here. And, you know, they've decided to invest. Because it is an expensive venture. The students, on average, they're getting training that would cost you about $15,000 to $25,000 per year. And so when you think about the price tag and then small classroom spaces and you have qualified, well-trained instructors, that's an expensive thing to take on.
Mm-hmm.
But we are grateful that they're willing to do that and create this school that now can expand and grow and create more opportunities for Bahamians. And also we have a lot of international partners that now want to connect with us because now this school exists.
Right, because they know that the talent
yes.
is
they
here.
They know the talent is here.
They
yes.
know that,
yeah.
right? Jordan Peele's mm-hmm. Nope,
mm-hmm.
the commentary mm-hmm. around it, right? Those, the composers, the cinematographers, they didn't
correct.
Just buy into Jordan Peele's idea.
Mm-hmm.
They bought into the culture and the history
yes.
that underpinned the idea, right? The talent of Tony McKay
yes.
is what they bought into,
mm-hmm.
what they felt. I got about to say, man, at some point we got to name one of these units, if not the whole school, the Blind Blake
mm-hmm.
Creative and Performing Arts School, because I am convinced, right? I am convinced that the song Love, Love Alone
mm-hmm.
caused King Edward to lose the throne is the greatest performance in modern history. history. Because now, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years later, we know that it wasn't love that caused King Edward to lose the throne. It was his affiliation with Nazism, right? But that song, Blind Blake, stood up in duty to the crown, right? To say, no, we can tell this story. Right, this is the story that needs to be told now, right?
Correct.
So we have been creative performers on the world stage.
For a long time.
Right? And not just for tourists and for fun, but right, for real politics and global movements. Like, that's my belief, right? That love alone was not the reason King Edward lost the throne. But Blind Blake say, hey, you got a secret to keep? It's the Bahamas. We can keep that secret for you.
Yes.
With one song and one dance. Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell the people how to apply, where to find the application.
Yes, so please go to, you can go to our website, but you can email us to get a quicker response, admissions@kappasbahamas.com. You will get an email response, and they will start to help you fill out your application information, and they'll also make sure that you are scheduled for an audition if you want to do performing arts. If you want to do production arts, they'll also give you the criteria for that as well.
Okay.
You can also email me. My email is ashleyknowles@kappasbahamas.com. Very simple if you want to connect with us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to be putting in my application, right? It's not that I want to be an actor. It's just that maybe I won't get married. I have to cut a little movie to get that done. I'm going to go build up my skills. Ashley and Mikhail, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
This is in Andres Chichani Studios, coming to you soon. I could see it.
That sounds good.
I could see it right there. You guys, stay tuned. After the break, we're going to get into the headlines, but I got an important question. At least Mr. Michael Pintard made me think of an important question to ask y'all. What's the point of a third party? What's the point of a third party on the other side of the break? See you soon. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Today and tomorrow.
Wait, yesterday. You know what's going on tomorrow?
Nobody would.
Joe bringing these knives to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This election night, trust the team you trust every single day. On May 12th, your Guardian Radio host will be live from 6 p.m. until the election is called, with verified results, breaking developments, and reporting from the entire Guardian News Network, the teams from Guardian Digital and the Nassau Guardian, every day and every election day. Stay with the Guardian News Network on Guardian Radio 96.9 and Star 106 FM.
5 years, we struggle as they rule. Our economy in ruins. Job prospects dried up. Hundreds of millions spent on no-bid contracts. Illegal immigrants flooded our communities. Our schools and hospitals broken. And healthcare unaffordable. Now they want 5 more years. If they get it, our future, our Bahamas, is gone. Under the FNM, that changes. Because they know their job is to work for you, not the few.
Every job I've had, I've learned something invaluable. When I was in construction, my brother made us look for the screws and the nails in the dirt because your job could be held up. One of the sayings was, if you have time to lean, you have time to clean. You are always on the clock. The FNM knows a strong economy means better jobs, more money in people's pocket, and a real comeback. And our team will work every day to make it happen.
This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The following is a paid political message. Out of Kalani.
For you.
That was a paid political message.
This
is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good yawning this morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. We're going to read through six, but I have the question, what does a third party have to do to gain your respect, right? And in this general election, 2026, since the COI is the only, what, third party is the only other party outside of the PLP and the FNM, what have to do to gain your respect in this general election? Is it as simple as holding the seat that they, the bonus seat that they were that they benefited from Irem crossing the floor, for them to gain or to hold your respect? Do they just have to keep the Irem Lewis seat? Do they have to win another seat? What percentage of seats do you think they have to win? For me, right now, it's simple for the COI to gain my respect. They need to have a reasonable amount of candidates get their $400 back. I need to see at least 10 candidates. I want to see at least 10 candidates hit that 16%, roughly 16% threshold of votes. This is based on Mr. Michael Pintard's recent commentary, at least 27th of April in the Nassau Guardian. Pintard warns against voting for independents and third parties. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Morning, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Okay. For them to be seen as contenders,
yeah,
they have to go through the fire first.
Okay, what does the fire look like for you?
They're going to have to go through an FNM experience.
Tell
and that's
me.
As simple as that. Okay, because like right now, the FNM and the PLP, their persons are entrenched in government. So even if the COI somehow manages to win, they will not be assisted in any way.
Ah.
Okay. Now, I think one of the problems that Mr. Bain has to contend with is that he, among did not treat the Haitian population too well.
Mm.
Now, but now I'm not talking about those new fellas.
Right, we're talking to Bahamians of Haitian descent
whose children are now doctors and lawyers and business owners.
I got you. Yeah.
Because, you know, one thing I'm starting to understand now is that as much as we talk about the Bahamian Haitian and their influence,
mm-hmm.
they are workers.
Mm-hmm.
They make up most of the working class in this country. And I don't think they are too much for contracts and stuff like that. They are seeking to establish a place in the culture as business owners and professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And contracts don't help them, really.
Man.
You know, but I think, you know, what is going to be surprising is that we must come to understand now that demographic,
mm-hmm.
they are actually the swing vote in this country.
Okay.
You know, they historically, you know, they have no allegiance to any particular party.
I got you. I got you.
Well, I think, that's a good question you raised.
Mm-hmm.
Very good question.
Thank you. All right.
Okay, good. All right.
I also think let's go to the text line. I got a nice text here. It says, Aaron, the primary purpose of a third political party is to provide voters with alternatives outside the dominant two-party system and to influence major party platforms by introducing new ideas and perspectives. Also, a third party provides policy influence, voter choice, spoiler effect, and ideological diversity. LOL. I mean, I think that third parties make the established parties work harder. So I don't have a problem with third parties. I was concerned. I don't know. Anyway, let's go to the phone line. I want to hear more all our thinking before I get to my next point. Good morning. Let's go to the next. I got it. Good morning, caller. Turn your radio down.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
In order for the COI to gain my respect, they got to think in a lying doctrine.
Okay. We could have said that without those, what they call them, superlatives. Yeah, you could have said that without adding that negative part to it. Here's my question. Is the COI brand strong enough to stand without Mr. Bain? Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, how you doing, Aaron?
Good, thank you.
Good. First of all, I do believe that the brand possibly can stand. But, you know, there are a lot of people in that organization and they cater to a specific type of individual, I'm noticing. And I think the leadership of Dr. MacGyver would do a better justice to that party than Mr. Bay. There are too many issues, and they've alienated themselves to a very large block of Bahamian. I don't like the terminology Bahamian Haitian, because
mm-hmm.
if you're born here, you're Bahamian. And I'm saying this because, one of your previous callers said that he doesn't know which block they lean, which party they more lean to. I mean, Stevie Wonder could see which more party the Haitian community, Haitian Bahamian community, aims towards, and that's the PLP.
Mm-hmm.
Because the PLP is not isolated, nor have they turned off that base.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the FNF is not respected within the Haitian Bahamian community. And it's not only based on the fact of, you know, the rhetoric that is run by the opposition and also the third party.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply because the culture of the FNM appears to be more of an elitist kind of organization.
Mm-hmm.
And that ain't just happened.
Okay.
And from time immemorial, no matter what you may think about the PLP, they have always been the grassroots party. And that is obvious. But in my opinion, like I started to say to you, I think that they have, both of those parties have done an injustice to a bloc that I don't think they realize how powerful and how long-reaching that bloc is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a supporter of progress, and I honestly think that's going to come back to bite both of them where it hurts.
I got you. All right. Thank you very, very much for your contribution. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
Yeah, the previous caller mentioned about them being more akin to the grassroots, but right now most of our grass is flooded with garbage, and we wonder which culture that come from, right? All over the streets.
Listen, let's be careful when we ask that question. You'd be surprised.
Well, back in the day, you know, before they have all this influx of certain persons around the city and around the town.
Do you know that 70? Did you know that 70 years ago there were as many Bahamians working and living in Haiti as there were Haitians working and living in the Bahamas? So when we talk about influx.
Yeah. I understand that. Mm-hmm. And today, do you find anybody in Haiti saying that they are Bahamian Haitians? Or Haitian Bahamians?
I mean, perhaps they are.
Okay. But we're not bombarding, or we're not, you know, penetrating their borders and...
You'd be surprised. Maybe economically we are. You don't know. I think, you know, that's what's fascinating. You would be surprised to know who has businesses throughout the Caribbean. And you'd be surprised to know who has businesses in Haiti and who's making a lot of money in Haiti on the island of Hispaniola. You would be surprised.
Those that are akin, nationality. But
they're not. Really? You'd be surprised. But, no, you'd be surprised. They're not of Haitian descent.
Anyway, what I really want to say is that here we are today. The PLP is not saying anything about the Constitution, referendum, or changing anything in regards to our national flag carrier transporting, as we know, more people coming in than those that are going out to that destination.
Let me ask you a quick question. Did you expect that anybody in the Davis administration to use the word referendum? After the 2016 gender equality referendum, did you expect anybody? Did you know that this year will mark the 10th anniversary of the gender equality referendum?
I had a young man that I had
gotta go
papers
quickly,
for, you know.
We out of time.
From Haiti, you know.
Yeah.
I had work permit for him, and he was sent back to Haiti twice. Made his way back here. Now he lives in the United States. He have a son here that was born here and everything. So when they think that we are xenophobic, it ain't so. It's just that we want to protect our country and our sovereignty.
Let me rephrase it, because I don't think that we're xenophobic. I think that we are frustrated with the state of affairs in the country, a complete lack of transparency, the opaqueness of everything, right? I think that we are frustrated with a government that refuses to talk to us, except, right, to paint narratives that pit the Bahamian versus the Haitian. I think that we are absolutely frustrated, right, but we are focusing our frustration in the wrong area, especially if we want to see a resolve. But what's most frustrating in the whole thing, right, is that y'all are being used by an obvious imperialist agenda that will pit the weakest people against each other. So you stay distracted, fighting a Haitian migrant over a crumb when you are owed the entire loaf of bread? And it's happening over and over again.
And when you say an administration that refused to speak to us, you mean all of us, PLP, FNM,
yes.
COI.
This is not a bipartisan argument. I started off this administration, right, saying to you, you have to be able to articulate a strong response to what your government is telling you. Coming on the radio and complaining about Haitians is not going to help you. It is only going to reinforce the imperialist agenda. Form action groups. Put your money where your mouth is. Do the legal work to bring a strong case to the courts to challenge the parts of the Nationality Act that you think contradict the Constitution. That's what you do.
And that is what the Patriots are working on. And just to describe this administration
I out of time.
Hubris.
Yeah, but I out of time.
Okay. You have a nice day.
Why, thank you. But I shall not sit here and allow people to pit me against other people for their own agenda. Because that's not what freedom is. You know, I was supposed to say this yesterday, but I think I said it on Friday. Empathy is all we have. That's our superpower, to continually practice empathy. Just because church out don't mean we don't have to practice it anymore. Because church is supposed to be in your heart. Anyway, listen, thank you to the texters. We're going to continue this conversation all this week. What does the COI have to do to gain your respect? What does the PLP, if you're a PLP, what does the FNM, if you're FNM, what do your parties have to do to maintain your respect and your support as we head to the election? Thank you, producer. We all out of time. Have a great day.
The world is changing. It's bringing new challenges, but also new opportunities. The truth is, our economy always left too many behemoths out. Now we're opening new doors in agriculture, tourism, energy, entrepreneurship, providing grants, scholarships, national service, and upskilling. A new generation is rising, and we're finally moving in the right direction, building an economy that includes everyone.
Paid for by the PLP. They agree on anything except attacking everything started by the PLP. Now Michael Pintard is calling for a reset, but it's stop, review, and cancel again. Imagine new airports canceled, school breakfast canceled, upskill canceled, the National Youth Guard canceled, energy reforms canceled. Their crew would roll back progress. The FNM, not strong enough to lead us forward, but petty enough to drag us back. Paid for by the PLP.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.